AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Chattanooga, Tennessee, Andy Burke, says police are pursuing an active shooter.
Since I've been up here, I've received word that one officer is down.
Burke says it is a horrific incident. The Navy says in a tweet it is investigating a shooting at a Navy recruiting building. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has more details. He's live at the Pentagon.
And a defense official says the building that houses military recruiting and reserve offices was shot at from a car driving by. The official says it appears nobody was hurt in the recruiting office, but officials are looking into reports there may have been injuries in the reserve office. Officials said at least one Marine may have been injured, but that so far is unconfirmed, Ed.
AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani live at the Pentagon. Chattanooga State Community College said in a tweet on its website, a shooting was confirmed near the campus and that everyone should stay inside and close doors. The campus is on lockdown. Loretta Blevins works at a restaurant in that area.
I didn't even know that many cops were in Chattanooga.
Blevins says she was outside and heard about three gunshots. July 11, 2016, that's the date set for the trial of Dylan Roof in South Carolina. He's accused of killing nine people at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. A hearing was held today. Roof's public defender said she wouldn't ask for bond, and the judge said he would have denied the request anyway. There were some tense moments, a public dispute in Jerusalem between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Britain's Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond over the Iran nuclear deal. On Capitol Hill, House Speaker John Boehner called it a bad deal, and Republicans will fight it.
President Obama says it's this deal or war. Well, that's a false choice. The sanctions were working and bringing Iran to its knees.
Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says the nuclear deal will have her strong support. Wall Street, the Dow is up about 41 points. This is AP Radio News. The Emmy Awards were dominated by shows and talent that have said goodbye. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
Mad Men, which concluded its run this year, has a shot at what would be a record-breaking fifth Best Drama Emmy. Jon Hamm's portrayal of the show's lead character, Don Draper, has one more chance at the Best Actor trophy, for which he's been nominated seven times before. Mad Men's Elizabeth Moss is up for Best Actress. David Letterman and Stephen Colbert have been nominated for shows they have finished. Among the new nominees, Taraji P. Henson for Empire and Viola Davis for How to Get Away with Murder. A black actress has never won the Emmy for Best Actress in a Drama. Warren Levinson, New York.
His office says former President George Herbert Walker Bush won't need surgery to repair a broken bone in his neck. The 91-year-old is in fair condition at a hospital in Maine. The nation's 41st president fell at his summer home. And the House has passed a bill designed to bring home water to California Farm Belt at a time of severe drought. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.